It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today, more on the town at townofchapelhill.org. And we are joined in the studio, filling in for Mayor Heminger, by John Richardson, who is Chapel Hill's Sustainability Director. John, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, glad to be here, Aaron.
A lot going on with sustainability in terms of what the town is doing to try to emphasize and really move forward on not just environmental sustainability, but we'll talk about this, economic sustainability and the way that they each relate to each other. And there's a lot on a new website that the town's got, which, by the way, is sustainchapelhill.org. If you're listening out there, you want to check that out for more information. But where to begin? You do a lot.
Yeah, so one of the things that I think folks might be interested to hear about is that we're starting a climate action and response plan. We're developing that this fall. And the climate action piece of that is the part that I think a lot of people would be familiar with. We're focusing on carbon reduction, lowering the town's footprint. The response part may be new. That's the part where we're also looking to focus on adaptation. So working to adapt locally as our climate changes.
Mm-hmm. What does that entail locally in terms of adapting to climate change?
Yeah, so we did an assessment of our vulnerabilities and risks over the last year, and we're going to use that information as a way to prioritize our top 10 to 20 strategies, both for carbon reduction and for adaptation going forward.
Yeah, what are some of those?
Oh, yeah, so some of the vulnerabilities we've got, of course, people will be familiar with. We've had flooding in the past.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say stormwater's got to be up there.
Stormwater, for sure. We've got extreme heat we're dealing with this summer, and, of course, planting trees is a good way to start dealing with that. So those are the kinds of things that you'll see us looking to prioritize.
In terms of the town's impact on climate change and what town government can do to reduce that impact, what are some of the biggest steps?
Well, one thing people may not know is, for starters, our operation is about 2% of the total carbon pie, so to speak, here in Chapel Hill. So we know that even if we're carbon neutral tomorrow, we as a community need to work together to really get this done. And so that's going to be a big focus. It'll be looking at our vehicles, our buildings, certainly internally, but also we want to work with the community to look at our transportation options as a community, retrofitting our buildings, making them more energy conscious and perform better. So looking at solar as a way to generate renewable energy. So all of these things have to come together. Everybody's got to pull together for us to be successful in these community-wide goals.
And I was speaking with John Richardson, Chapel Hill Sustainability Officer. I was looking at the Sustain Chapel Hill website earlier today, and there's a lot of different initiatives that the town is doing, has been doing, is working on, continuing to do along those lines. You mentioned retrofitting buildings, building new buildings that are more environmentally friendly, electric buses, obviously. But one of the really interesting things was just the impact of making sure that the town is laid out a certain way, just limiting the amount of time that people need to be on the roads in the first place. And that involves economic development, it involves housing. There's so much that goes into that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the way that we design our future very much has an impact on our carbon intensity. Mm-hmm. If someone can walk from point A to point B, or get on a bike and go from point A to point B, obviously that's much better for our carbon footprint than having to get in a car. So transit is also a big part of that, and there are ways that we can change as a community and enhance our transit service as we grow as well, or as we change. So that's a big component of our future.
Yeah, and one of the numbers that jumped out at me on the website, 29%, I think, of Chapel Hill residents walk or bike or take public transit to work.
By our last count, we do have a pretty high commuter rate. Yeah.
Does that include students or not?
That does not include students.
Okay.
I don't believe
so. Students are going to make that number go up even more, I would assume, taking the buses and walking around campus.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking with John Richardson. So with transportation in mind, there's a lot that the town can do. There's a lot that individuals can do, and there's initiative starting this weekend, right? Drive Electric Week.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we We're trying to spread the word on Drive Electric Week. It's a national event to bring awareness about the availability of electric vehicles, as well as some of the environmental and economic benefits associated with owning those. So, on average, an electric vehicle is about a 50% reduction in carbon emissions compared to a standard gasoline-powered vehicle. They're also a lot cheaper to operate. They're about $400 a year on average, as compared to over $1,200 a year for a gasoline.
Just because you save on gas.
That and maintenance too.
Okay.
They've got fewer moving parts.
So I was thinking about Drive Electric Week. I feel like you're either driving electric all the time or not at all. So what is it going to entail for that week? What is happening in terms of initiatives and outreach efforts?
Yeah. So there will be some local demonstrations as far as EVs. People can go out and take a look at those. There's something over at the Plaza in Carrboro. I think there are some other local events throughout the Triangle as well. And of course, you know, moving to electric vehicles is a great thing. If you can also avoid taking that trip in the first place, that's even better. In fact, going car-free is one of the best things anybody can do to have a positive effect on their carbon footprint.
Yeah, there's a page on the Sustain Chapel Hill website about things that you as an individual can do, and going car-free is number one on the list by a long shot. And number two is not taking transatlantic flights, which I feel like I'm doing my job. I didn't go to Europe this year, so I'm good to go. What are some of the other things that individuals can do to reduce their climate footprint?
Yeah, so actually on that website, we've got a whole host of things you could take a look at. What we tried to do is create lists around where people happen to be. So you can take a look at things, you know, what you might do at home, what you might do at work, on the go, that sort of thing. You can even take a deeper dive into looking at ways of improving the efficiency of your home or your business, looking at renewables. So there's a lot of good information on the website about things people could consider.
Around the house, what are some things that people can do?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, first of all, you could look at, even little things like starting a compost in your home. There's a service if you don't want to do it yourself. Compost Now is one example where they'll come and pick it up. Food waste is actually one of the biggest contributors to our landfills. So, you know, that's a pretty meaningful step in and of itself. Mm-hmm.
And one thing that jumped out at me that I'm going to try to start doing myself, washing your clothes in cold water rather than warm or hot, that can make a big difference.
It really can. A lot of little things add up to taking shorter showers. I mean, these mm-hmm. are things that I think a lot of people have probably heard over the years, but if you can bring them all together and be consistent with them, you can actually have a pretty positive impact on the environment and on your bills.
I was talking with Mayor Heminger about this as several months ago, but I've been trying to implement this as well. The idea that just pick a 3 or 4 minute song, and when you get into the shower, just sing that. And once you're done, right?
Exactly.
So you can really limit your time.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah. Speaking with John Richardson, and again, sustainchapelhill.org for a lot more information about sustainability in Chapel Hill, not just what the town is doing, but what you as an individual can do. And that also includes reaching out to businesses and restaurants and stores and places like that you frequent and saying, hey, you can come on board with this as well.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of businesses in town who are very environmentally conscious, do a lot of positive, proactive steps as far as waste reduction, reuse, all those good things. And another way that you as an individual could think about contributing to this is to ask good questions. If you go into a restaurant or another business and you notice something that you think, you know, hey, why do we print these receipts, for example, or could we use compostable plates, forks, whatever it might be? Mm-hmm. Those are questions that I think lots of businesses would be happy to answer and consider.
Yeah, and I do love seeing businesses and restaurants in Chapel Hill and around the area starting to do that. They've got composting bins next to the trash cans, and they're starting to go with plastic-free straws and just little things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Other things that people ought to know about when it comes to sustainability in town?
Well, one other thing I wanted to mention today is that we are looking at converting all of our town streetlights to LEDs. Mm-hmm. And so right now, about 10% of our streetlights are LEDs today. So we've been adding new ones. We've been having older light bulbs when they go out replaced with LEDs. But what we're now looking at is the possibility of a full conversion. And the benefit of that to us in working with our utility, who is Duke Energy, would be the carbon savings. And so we estimate that this could be a 5.5% reduction off our operational emissions, not to mention the environmental benefits. It's about a 53% reduction in energy use. So, you know, that's a standalone project that has the potential for some pretty big wins.
And then finally, just large 50-foot view. 50-foot view is not that much. 500-foot view question. What is the town's goal when it comes to climate change and climate action, and how close are we to the right track?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. We, right now, in fact, 2 years ago, the council made a commitment to uphold the Paris Agreement, and that's a 26 to 28% reduction from 2005 levels by 2025. I know that sounds very technical. To bottom line it for you, we are moving in a positive direction, and I think as we create this climate action and response plan, that's another opportunity for us as a community and for our council to think about our long-term goals and how we get there.
Anything else that people want to know?
Well, I think
a million things.
Right. Yeah. No, I would just say, you know, check out the website, see if there's any information on there that's new and that you'd like to consider. Send us your ideas too. We certainly don't pretend to know it all, and we'd love to get feedback on what's working for others. Whether you're doing great things at home, at work, on the go, whatever it might be, we want to share that with the community and get better together.
SustainChapelHill.org is the website for the town of Chapel Hill's sustainability office. A lot of information there about what's going on, what the town's doing, what businesses are doing and can do, and what we as individuals can do to move us further towards that goal. John Richardson, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Aaron. It was a pleasure.